Joy tried not to limp or rub at her sore backside as she paused at the edge of the tree line to observe the area around her family's home. The large barn where her dad housed the horses he trained, for Amish as well as Englishers, partially blocked her view. Beyond that lay their old family farmhouse with its well-cared-for clapboard siding, flourishing garden, thanks to her mam's careful attention and sheets drying on the line. At this hour of the day, Dad would no doubt be either in the barn or the paddock, also hidden from her view, and Mam in the house, expecting Joy home soon to help with dinner. If she could make it inside without anyone seeing her in this state, Joy could change her dress and no one would be the wiser. Mom wouldn't know that she'd try to repair the fence in the back pasture on her own. Anna Yoder didn't like her only daughter doing what she called man's work, not when she was trying so hard to get that same daughter married off. Joy brushed at the large streak of dirt across the skirt of her blue dress, to no avail. At least this wasn't her favorite yellow dress. Even if she could clean herself up more, the additional insult of a large rip wasn't something she could hide from her parents' eyes, which were sharp enough to see even a small one. Guilt tweaked at her heart because she had been going against their wishes, even if she had only been trying to help. Unfortunately, the fence might be in worse shape now. That was the least of her worries, though. Cautiously, she made her way through the tall, green summer grasses of the open field between the trees and the barn, accompanied by the hum of the bees working away at the wildflowers. Luck was with her, and she reached the red-sided barn unseen. Sticking close to the building, she scooted her way down the long side. A quick poke of her head around the corner showed no one in sight. With careful steps, she inched along. She was almost to the wide, open barn doorway when the low rumble of Father's voice had her stumbling to a stop, her heart leaping like a hop toad in the creek that ran through the woods.
"It saddens me to hear that, Joshua," Dot was saying.
Joshua Kanagi, no doubt, one of their closest neighbors, he was here often helping with the horses. Joy paused and, to her shame, moved closer to the doorway to listen better. Her girlhood fellow adventurer no longer paid her much attention, unless she made him. Not since he'd grown too old for shenanigans. His words, not hers. A hurt that had worked its way under her skin like a splinter, but she'd been determined not to let it fester. Forgiveness had always come easily for Joy. All Amish practiced it, but she had never had to try.
"You know I've appreciated working with you,"
Joshua's voice sounded now. "Appreciated? As in the past, but not anymore?" Dot's heavy sigh was easily distinguishable.
"I must admit, I had hoped you might apprentice under me."
Joy had to put a hand over her mouth to hold in her gasp. Joshua was quitting. Except, he couldn't. He was born to do this work. Dot said his hands were blessed by God, that Joshua was a born horse trainer. He was here every chance he had. Why would he give up such a gift?
"Amos and Samuel might take over someday," Dot continued. "But training horses is a wonderful good business, enough to go around, and they won't be old enough for years yet. Are you certain?"
She wasn't sure what Joshua's reaction to that was, because only silence greeted her ears before Dot spoke again.
"I appreciate that you must honor your parents' wishes and continue your family's work."
Understanding settled over her like her mam's knitted winter shawl. The shop. Joshua was quitting to help run his family's gift shop in town. Joy clenched her hands and fists at her side to keep from running into the barn to argue, cry out that anyone with half an eye could see that Joshua didn't want to work the shop the same way he did with horses. Gott didn't pass out blessings of ability and passion to everyone, but he had to Joshua. How could he not honor that? How could his parents not see? But she'd been trying lately to be less impetuous and had already landed herself in trouble once today. A cooler head prevailed, and she stayed put. Except Sugar Cookie, the poorly named, massive orange and white barn cat who didn't like anyone, decided at that moment to slink by, hissing at Joy as if she'd moved into his territory. "Shoo," she mouthed at the thing, waving her hands. He stopped right in the open barn door and batted a paw at her, his pinched and graying face curled in a snarl. "Go away," she mouthed next.
Sugar Cookie glared, then finally turned up his nose, tail in the air, and slunk away. Joy held her breath, hoping neither man heard or saw anything amiss. They didn't. "This is my choice," Joshua was saying. "Please, do not say anything to Mam or Dat." Her own Dat remained silent, and no surprise there, because Joseph and Ruth Kanigi were part of their close-knit Amish community, but as their nearest neighbors were also close and dear family friends. "Very well," Dat said, the words heavy. That was all? Very well and let Joshua walk away? He couldn't be pleased about this. "This is none of your concern, Joy Yoder," her mother's voice sounded in her head. Always Mam's voice when common sense tried to override her natural spontaneity. Silence inside again. What were they doing?